Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the Heavenly Father. He has all power in His hand. His mercy endures forever. I love you more than life, y'all. I feel like Enoch in my cave when I pray. Full of meditation, got my head on straight. Been battling the devil with my scripts all day. Unload and reload precepts in his face. Stuck in the place when I'm dwelling on Yah. Frankincense and myrrh, got my soul on high. Vision after vision, y'all take me to the sky. I've been blessed with these wings, so I might as well fly. Soul at peace, our corruption has deceased. 7 days ain't east, still strong on my feet. Even though the flesh weak, my soul willing. In my secret chamber, me and Yah just chilling. Me and Mikael, Gabriel, Uriel, showing me the wicked in the gates of the hell. And in that moment, I felt something deep inside. A love I could feel, something I can't describe. It was more than life. That's right.
I love you,
Yah.
More than life.
I feel like Noah when he died on the ark. About to be saved from the wicked man's heart. Hands in the sky looking up at the Creator. Blessed since birth to inherit Yah's favor.
That's right.
The old must pass, looking forward to the new. Gotta face tribulation for the skies get blue. Every wave is an obstacle beating at your life. When the waters used to roar, I was up all night. Praying for my safety in the eye of the storm. Satan tried to get me since the night I was born. And even through the gray and the clouds of the day, I could see the light as the clouds break away. Now the water would be sin as it wash away sin. It will show a new era from beginning to the end. Stepping out on faith, y'all words can't describe. The love that you show me is more than life. Love is more than life. Words can't describe.
Like
Moshe with the stiff-necked people. After all the miracles they see, they still evil. Don't wanna believe that you hold all power. Still gonna deny you to the very last hour. Every miracle you perform in our sight. From then to Yahushua, bring it back life. No matter what I do, I can't help them see the light. Seeing then they can't see, I guess they all lose a sight. Showing people proof and they still won't listen. Don't wanna believe that Yahushua exists. Can't feel the love cause there's no love in them. Can't accept truth cause the lie's still in them. All I can do is pray that God transcend them and take them to a place that's beyond our mental.
That's right.
And they'll feel a love no words can describe that can go beyond death because it's more than life. I love you, y'all. Words don't describe
how I
feel. I love you. You and I, y'all. I love you more than life. That's right. You love Yah more than life itself. If you're willing to die for Yah, if you're willing to throw away everything and follow Yah, keep His commandments, His laws, and His statutes. Come on, let me hear you say it.
Shalom, shalom, family. Again, welcome to another episode of Israel Now Radio Show. This is your host, Yahshua, with Israel Now Ministry, Israel Now Congregation, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, also in Fort Worth, Texas. In Cincinnati, Ohio, you can come and congregate with us, come and fellowship with us each and every Sabbath day at 2 o'clock p.m., starting at 2 p.m., we're located at 270 Northland Boulevard, Suite 105, each and every Sabbath day. Come and visit us there. Also, our brothers down in Fort Worth, Texas, you can visit us down there as well, which the location is 270 Village Creek, and starting at 11 a.m. in Fort Worth, Texas. So come and visit either one of these locations and come fellowship with the brothers and sisters there. So today, you know, I just want to discuss the Sabbath day. I want to discuss, you know, some of the things, how it should be, so how it should be as far as how our spirit should be on that day, some of the do's and don'ts. It's a great day that the Almighty has given us, the children of Israel, a great day that we can relax and we can cease from our labors and we can come together and fellowship and things like that. So we're going to discuss some things along those lines. But as always, first and foremost, I want to give all praise and honor to the Most High Yahweh. Without Yahweh, there will be none of this, no earth, no heavens, no seas, no anything. So we always want to sanctify the Almighty and give the Almighty the praises that is just due to the Most High Yahweh. So I want to go to some scriptures and kind of just talk through this thing. But Leviticus chapter 23, start at verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying to them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. So these are the feasts of the Most High. All right. And the very first one mentioned is the Sabbath day. So the Sabbath should be a feast. The Sabbath day in itself is a feast. Every single week when we come together on that seventh day of the week, that day is a feast. All right. It's a day that we get together and we actually feast together. We sit down, we break bread together and things like that, you know. When you eat with people, when you enjoy yourself around those people, you get to know each other more, you build a rapport, you build a fellowship, you build a family, an extended spiritual family, which in actuality becomes your real family. You know, you see these brothers and sisters more than you see outside of your own home, your wife and children. You see these brothers and sisters more than you see most of your extended family when we're talking about cousins and aunts and uncles and things like that. So just as the Messiah said, that's how we need to be among each other. That's how we need to walk. The Messiah let us know that what? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? But those that are due the will of my Father. All right. And that's how it is in its truth. That's exactly how it is in its truth. So the Sabbath day is a feast. Number one. And number two, day of rest, a day of relaxation, you know, so you should be able to get some rest on that day, but you should also be able to feast on that day. You should also be able to fellowship on that day, a day that we come together with our brothers and sisters. The day itself is a holy day. Let's go to Exodus chapter 31, because what I find is that a lot of people come into this way of life. They come into this truth. They find out that they're the children of Israel. And a lot of people today may not have a problem with that. You know, they may even rejoice in the fact of finding out, hey, I'm the children of Israel. I'm the Most High chosen people. But once you tell them about the Sabbath day, herein lies the problem. Herein is the divide for the people that's really serious about the Most High and the people that's not, you know, because a lot of people have problems with the Sabbath day. A lot of new people that's coming into this truth, they be like, well, I still want to go, you know, I want to go to the mall on the Sabbath day. I want to go out shopping. I want to go out buying this and that. I want to do all these different things. And this, herein lies the test. All right, this is the test. Are you going to serve the Almighty or not? All right. So Exodus chapter 31, because me and my fellow teacher was talking and having this conversation, and we know this is the major problem with, you know, those that are keeping the Sabbath and those that are not, or those that are serving Yah and those that are not. 9 times out of 10 is one of the major commands that gives people problems in keeping. It's not really the eating pork. It's not really, you know, some of these other things. It's the Sabbath day. And that's the major thing that people have a problem with adjusting their lives to. But I'm in Exodus chapter 31 now. I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. So the Almighty sanctifies his people. Sanctifies means to set apart. Set apart means to be holy. So the Almighty makes his people holy through the keeping of the Sabbath day. If you want to know who are the holy people on the earth today, it's the people that are keeping the Sabbath day. It's not hard to find. The Baptists don't keep the Sabbath day. The Catholics don't keep the Sabbath day. The witnesses that knock on your door don't keep the Sabbath day. The Episcopalians don't keep the Sabbath day. The Mormons don't keep the Sabbath day. The Methodists don't keep the Sabbath day. The people they call holiness don't keep the Sabbath day. How can you be in holiness and you're not keeping the Sabbath day as an Israelite? We go down the line. What are some more congregations? Denominations. The Pentecostals don't keep the Sabbath day. Not only do they not keep the Sabbath day, they don't keep the Feast of Pentecost, which is the day that their religion was named after. So, but when it comes to us true Israelites, we keep the Sabbath day. And the Almighty let us know that the keeping of this day is a sign. This is the sign. So when the world wants to know the truth, when those that are lost and they're trying to find their way, they're trying to navigate through the scriptures, show them this verse and show them verses like this, that this is the sign between the Most High and his people. The sign is the keeping of the Sabbath day. So you can't say you're the Most High's people, his representation on earth, and you don't keep the Sabbath day. So this verse right here actually just called the witnesses a lie that knock on your door, and they say they're representing the Most High. They're representing the Most High, being the Most High's people, all right? Because the Most High put a sign on his people that you will know who is his true people that truly serve him. Who is the people you have to go to learn about the Most High? You got to go to the people that has the sign on them. And who has the sign? Let me read it again in verse 13. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. That's the sign between the Most High, whose name is Yah, and his people, the children of Israel, throughout our generations. That's the sign, the keeping of the Sabbath day. Now I'm going to pick up at the 14th verse. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. The day itself is holy unto us. All right? The Almighty didn't say that about the first day of the week, the second day of the week, the third day of the week, the fourth, fifth, or the sixth day of the week. He only said that about the seventh day of the week, the day that we call Saturday, is the seventh day of the week. So in the 14th verse it says, ye shall keep the Sabbath, or ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. Now, what is this talking about? In the days of the Old Testament, when we had judges, just like the judges that you may have in your respective city, they sit down and they make rulings. Okay, if you did this, now you got to go to jail for 5 years. You can go to jail for 10 years. And they're reading out of their law books to determine how much time you could get based on what crime you did. What was the same thing in the nation of Israel? But the only difference, our law book and our religious book was the same book. We didn't have no such thing as a separation of church and state that America has today. They have one set of rules for religious and one set of rules for civil, and they don't match up. They contradict each other sometimes. Like, no, we are a holy people, and we got one law book, one rule book, and that's the scriptures. So all of our laws, all of our civil laws is in the scriptures, in Torah. How do we deal with each other and all these things? So when the Almighty let us know that what? Whoever breaks the Sabbath, you'll be punished. That was back then in the Old Testament because we had judges that on the seat and they judge people according to, okay, if you did this, now this is the penalty, right? Sometimes the penalty was just you have to pay back what you stole, or you have to pay back double or things like that. Sometimes the penalty, you actually had to have some sort of a civil thing happen to you where you'll get 30 or 40 lashes. You know, sometimes the penalty of what you did was death if it was severe enough. And this commandment of the Sabbath day was so severe that this was one that you would actually be killed for. All right. And I may read it later in the book of Numbers where there was a man, he was doing a lot of work. He was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. So he was about to do something. He was about to build something. He was, doing some type of project where he was working. And Moses and the people got him, and they asked the Most High, what should we do with him for breaking your command? And the Almighty said, kill him. Now, when it comes to today, people are taking the Almighty lightly because judgment is not executed speedily. They're not being killed right then and there, so they think the Almighty don't mean what he says. But when we go back to this 14th verse, and it says, anyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death, the Almighty is also talking about right now that, okay, we don't have judges to sit on our seat because we're in captivity as the nation of Israel, so we're not judging ourselves and running our own government. But at the same time, this affects our eternal life as well. For those that do not keep the Sabbath day at all, those that every single week you violate the Sabbath day and you never keep the Almighty's commandment, and instead you go to church on Sunday, which is not the Sabbath day, and you go and gather on Sunday. And why do you do that? Because nowhere in the Bible tells you to do that. You only do that because a man made it up and it's man's tradition, right? And you grew up that way, so you assume that it's true. Just because your mother did it, and maybe her mother did it, then you figure, well, that's what I'm going to do. But did the Most High say to do that? No. Matter of fact, the Most High in the Scriptures told you not to follow a crowd to do evil. And when you're exchanging the Sabbath day for Sunday, that's what you're doing, just following the crowd. You're following the crowd. So when we look at the, so this will affect your eternal life. When you're sitting in front of the Most High on the judgment seat, then the Almighty wants to know, did you do the things that I told you to do? All right, so verse 15, 6 days may work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Verse 16, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. So the Sabbath day is a covenant as well. What is a covenant? A covenant means agreement. It's an agreement between the children of Israel and the Most High, whose rightful name is Yah. Verse 17, for it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. All right, so that's that. Let me go to verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. And what were those two tables? They were known as the Ten Commandments. So, for all of Christianity, they'll tell you that they keep the Ten Commandments, but every time you ask them about the Fourth Commandment, the Sabbath day, they admit that they don't keep it. So, what are we talking about today? Only thing we're talking about is keeping all ten of the Ten Commandments. How can that be so hard? How can that be so misunderstood? Because our people don't want the truth. Our people despise the truth. Our people don't like the truth. Our people reject the truth. And our people only want to hear what sounds good unto their ears. As the scripture says, they would go to the prophets and say, don't tell us what the Most High said. Speak to us smooth things. And that's what the people want to hear today. That's why you have different teachers out there that we see on TV all the time that are as famous as some of the most famous musicians and music and football stars. And they have the amount of money that they have because they found out that the people don't want the truth. They just want to hear smooth things, right? So what do they tell them every time they come on TV? They tell them, this is your year, and the Almighty is going to bless you with millions of dollars. All you have to do is just pay me X amount of dollars. Just give me 10% of your money every single week. And the people fall in like flies from week after week after week, you know. And the people have gotten so bold as of lately. I've been seeing different clips that a lot of people will put up on different social media sites, and they got so bold with it that they're saying, like, look, I think it was Creflo that just said, well, I already have a $45 million jet to get me all around the world, but I need a $65 million jet, and hopefully y'all can buy it for me through all your giving and give more money to buy it for me. Well, he's actually asking people that work paycheck to paycheck, people that make $20,000 a year and $30,000 a year and have a family to feed and a mortgage to pay and all these different things, to all ante up their money together to get him a $65 million jet when he already has a $45 million jet that the same congregation bought for him. And our people can't see through that. This is not the ways of the Most High Yah. This is totally not the ways of the Most High Yah. To have one man that is a multi-millionaire to ask for money for a bunch of poor people to give him money every week so he could tell them lies when he stand up on stage. It makes no sense. When we read about the apostles and the scriptures and the Messiah and how did they deal one towards another, they came together in the scriptures and they put all of their money together and they had all things in common and they make sure everybody was fine and nobody was greedy. And, you know, nobody was greedy. They made sure everybody was fine and they wasn't focused on the riches of this world. They was focused on the kingdom. Not to say that you don't get things and you don't have nice things, but that wasn't their focus every day. You know, every day they was focused on the kingdom. And when you focus on the kingdom, the Almighty will bless you in ways to where you're going to be fine. You know, you're going to be sustained. Your life will be sustained physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and all of these things. Not focus on getting rich every single day. Not focus on, you know, deceiving the people through all of these different things. So it's just a total different atmosphere. It's a total different what we're dealing with mainstream Christianity. Just totally different. But let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 4. And the 16th verse says, this is talking about the Messiah and what he did. Now watch what he did. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. So Nazareth is the city that the Messiah, whose true name is Yahawashah, was raised up. He was born, or he was raised up in a city called Nazareth. Then it says, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So his custom was to go to the synagogue every Sabbath day, and that's what he did on this particular Sabbath day. All right, the same thing that the Most High had commanded in Exodus chapter 31 that we read earlier. So we see here that it was his custom every single week. If it's your custom, he did it every week. He didn't miss a week. That's your custom. This wasn't just one Sabbath day that he did it this time and didn't do it the other time. It said as his custom was. If it's your custom to do something, people know, oh, you're going to be here every week. Oh, I always see you in the synagogue every Sabbath day. And that's what we pride ourselves on in Israel now. We pride ourselves on knowing what the Most High commanded and being obedient, to boast in what the Most High has having us to do, not to boast in our own selves or anything like that. Because the scripture even tells you, it says, you know, pretty much, if you're going to boast in anything, let it be boasting in that you know the Most High. And how do you know the Most High? According to 1 John, it says, he that know me keepeth my commandments. That's what you should boast in. I know the creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is. He that knoweth me keepeth my commandments. And then it also goes to say, it follows up to say, and he that saith he knows me and does not keep my commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So if you just take that verse and you take the Sabbath day, now you know what we can do? We can knock out 99.9% of all the belief systems out there. We know we can't be a Muslim because they don't keep the Sabbath day and they don't keep the commandments. We know we can't be a witness. We know we can't be a Episcopalian. All these 99.9% of the religions are knocked out. So we got to keep this day. It's vitally important. We share with our brothers and sisters. We share information. We sing songs of praise to the Most High Yah. You know what I mean? We worship the Most High Yah. We deal in these scriptures on a level that the Almighty has given us the understanding of what we're to do in this day, and how are we to break down these scriptures so we can understand truth, so we can understand everything that's going on, what's going on in these last days. So therefore, we don't fear, and we don't fear anything, because the spirit of fear is not of the Most High Yahweh. So there's nothing that man can do to cause us to fear, because we already know the end of the story. We already read the end of the book. And in the end of the book, the righteous win, right? And we're going to be in white robes with crowns on our head. And the Messiah and the Most High is going to give us crowns, because we're going to be kings and we're going to be priests to the Most High Yahweh. So what is it to fear? Nothing. But we love and we fellowship and we have a great time, and we call the Sabbath a delight, according to the book of Isaiah. You know, it should be a day that every week, you know, you started a week, you work hard for your family, you do what you have to do, but every day you're waking up praising the Most High. Every day, you know, you praising Him throughout the day, and you're able to have fun in righteousness and do what you need to do, but you're always looking forward to that end of the week. You're always looking forward to that seventh day where you can come together with your brothers and sisters, your true brothers and sisters, and you can fellowship, and you can have a feast, and you can have a holy convocation, which means to gather together, and we can rest together and have true shalom, a true peace. And it's a lovely thing when the Sabbath day is kept right. It's a beautiful thing. I know a lot of people come and they visit us and fellowship with us, and I think a lot of people find that out when they actually come, those that haven't really kept the Sabbath like that before, never really got into it like that. But when you do, it's a beautiful thing that you're doing, and by doing it, the Almighty actually adds years to your life, because every seventh day you actually get the rest, and you get to see from all of the pressures and all of the cares of this world, and you get to cease on that day. And it's an absolute beautiful thing. It really is. And when you're doing it for years and years, I'm telling you, it will definitely add to your life. It'll add less stress, add years into your life. So let me see. I want to go to, I think I want Acts. I want to read something in Acts concerning this great day. I think I want the 13th chapter. I'm not sure what verse, though, so give me a second. I'll try to find it and get there. Acts chapter 13. And let me scan down through here so I can just get right to the verse and don't have to read too many of these verses. All right, I'll do the 14th verse, Acts chapter 13 and verse 14. It says, but when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Poseidon and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. So, and actually, let me back up to the 13th verse. You can see who was the day that they were talking about. Verse 13 says, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, They came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Then it says, you know, the 14th verse, what I just read. So we can see, according to the 13th and 14th verse, that Paul, the main person that they try to say did not keep the law, that he actually kept the Sabbath day. And this is after the Messiah had already came and risen from the dead. And Paul is what? Keeping the Sabbath day still. Again, Paul's the main person that they say, well, Paul didn't keep the law. Yeah, Paul did keep the law, right? Now, Paul may have addressed some individuals from other nations who the law wasn't given to them, but Paul knew he was an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin, and he kept the law, and Paul kept the Sabbath day. And Paul, he took a Nazarite vow, you know, which showed a special dedication to the Most High, which showed that he not only kept the law, but he went above and beyond of keeping the law himself. So Paul was definitely a law keeper, and he was not one that condoned sin. You know, he was not one that went around breaking the Almighty's commandments. He was the same as the other disciples like Peter and James and the other apostles. They kept the law, and Paul did as well. That's how they all, you know, they would all fellowship together. They would all have communion together. They would all have meetings together, you know, to discuss different things and different issues. But let's drop down to the 27th verse in the same chapter. It says, for they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew not or knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. So again, what did they read every Sabbath day? They read the prophets. Same thing that we do. You know, we read the prophets every Sabbath day, which is the reading of the scriptures, like Isaiah and Jeremiah, and Yahushua was a prophet, and we had prophets in the Old and New Testament, prophets in the Apocrypha, and, you know, different things like that in different books. So I just don't want people to limit it to just Old and New Testament. We had other scriptures as well, scriptures of the prophets. Let's drop down in the same chapter to verse 42. It says, and when the Jews were going out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath day. So even the Gentiles, they knew the time that we meet, and they wanted to know this truth. So they said, look, can you teach us these things on the next Sabbath day? Because they know the day that the Jews going to come together, which is our people. They didn't say, hey, can we get together tomorrow on the first day of the week and do it? Because that's not what our people do. Our people obey the commandments of the Most High Yah, and we get together on the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day of the week, according to Genesis chapter 2. And the seventh day of the week is Saturday. All right? And we keep that day all the way until the sun sets. Because when the sun sets, that day is over, according to the scriptures. A day ends when the sun goes down. A day doesn't end at 12:01 a.m. They didn't have clocks back then, all right? A clock was invented by Benjamin Banneker, a black man. I forget the date. I think it's around the 1700s and something. So if you didn't have clocks, how did they measure time? They measured time the way the Most High told them to measure time, by the sun and the moon and the stars. And when the sun goes down, when it's starting to be dark, that's the ending of one day, and that day's end. So they keep the Sabbath until that day ends when the sun goes down. All right? So as long as the sun is up, as long as the sun is shining on that seventh day of the week, that's the Sabbath day. All right? And so let me go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1, which I just quoted. So, and we can share this with our friends who may still be stuck in Christianity, because I run into different people, especially when we out teaching on the street. Like the last time we was out, I ran into a couple of sisters, and they didn't even know that Saturday was the seventh day of the week. So our people has been totally, totally lied to. They have been totally, totally stripped from the knowledge of self, and stripped from the knowledge of Yah, and stripped from the knowledge of what we should be doing. And they've been stripped from the knowledge of what type of people were we before we came to this country and we were oppressed and enslaved by the Europeans. And they gave us a ton of lies that now we got to sift through with our people. All right. But some of it is just our people not diligently searching, you know, because even a European, they don't lie to you and say that Sunday's the seventh day of the week and Monday's the first. They don't say that. Even in their own thing, they acknowledge that Sunday is the first day of the week, you know. So and the information is out there, and this is one of the major things that we have to show people, because when people don't know the Sabbath day and they start to pick up other things, and then they start to get things from everywhere, then they'll, whatever answer, they'll turn on YouTube, be like, okay, this is this, okay, this is this. And you find random things from the internet, but if you actually come to a congregation and you actually listen and you can be instructed from there, you know, and you submit yourself to a certain congregation and certain hierarchy and leadership, then you can actually learn the path of how to get towards the Almighty in a pleasing way, in a pleasing fashion. Because a lot of people, they just go out and take some information from here and from there. Not many people can do that, because I've seen many people that did things like that, and next thing you know, 1 year, 2 year, or most maybe like 3 years later, they're doing something totally different. They're in Egyptology now, or they're doing something totally different. Because I'm telling you, everybody can't do that. Everybody can't really navigate through them scriptures like that. And I've seen people who were actually in this truth that actually fell out of this truth and actually, you know, not serving the Most High Yah anymore. And one of the reasons is because of that. You know, one of my brothers used to call it, you eating off of too many people's plate. You know what I mean? And you're going to get a little bit here, a little bit there. And next thing you know, it don't all come together. And the next thing you know, you're saying things that's totally off the wall. You know? And that's actually a shame, you know? And one of the major things that go is, again, like I said before, is the Sabbath day. It's one of the major things that will go first before anything else. So you've got to watch that. So Genesis 2. And verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse number 2, and on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his work which Elohim had created and made. All right, so there we see here, again, according to verse 2, and on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he made. And he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. So the seventh day of the week is a blessed day. And every time we tell Christians that, they say, and every time we say the seventh day of the week is a blessed and a sanctified or a holy day, they say, well, every day is holy. Well, no, you just made that up. The scripture says the seventh day is holy. In verse 2-3 it says, and Elohim blessed the seventh day of the week, and sanctified it. Sanctified means to make holy. He made holy the seventh day of the week. That's the day you're supposed to come together and worship the Almighty as a congregational people, as a nation of people, as a body together. That's the set-apart day. Now, if you want to do, well, come together and worship the Most High on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday, we're not saying you can't worship the Most High on any other day, but it's commanded that you do it on the seventh day of the week. We can come together on a Wednesday and have a scripture study and worship the Most High, but you can't negate the seventh day of the week. All right, so I want to be clear about that as well. We could come together on a Friday and sing praises to the Most High, but you can't replace that with what you're commanded to do for the seventh day of the week. And that's the major problem that is done today. People will replace what the Most High commanded with something else, or what they wanted to do, you know, or what tradition says to do is what they're really doing. Tradition, and where did they get this tradition from? They got it from the Roman Catholic Empire and the Roman Catholic church, pretty much. Well, it all started with Constantine, you know, way back in like 321 AD, about 321 AD, when he made a decree that he wanted all the people in his realm, the Roman Empire, to start to do this certain religion now. And they were already keeping the first day of the week because they were keeping it because they worship a false god on the first day of the week. And then they just transferred that observance over to, okay, now that we're going to call ourselves Christians now, now we're just going to keep doing this first day of the week and honor this pagan god. And we're just going to lie to the people and tell them, well, we're doing this to honor Christ now. And nowhere in the scripture said that. And even in the Catholic churches, in their own writings, they let you know. They say nowhere in the Bible does it say that Sunday is a holy day. They say we declare Sunday to be a holy day, which the Bible never said. They said the Bible says the Sabbath day is the holy day, which is the seventh day of the week. And so when we bring this truth to our people and we clearly read it out of the scriptures, they look at us like we made something up. All right, but again, this is the truth we got to get to our people. We got to get to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we got to keep coming together. We got to put these plans together. We got to go out and seek these people. We got to hit these streets more. We got to put this team together. And, you know, those of us, we're actually working on some things, finishing up a few things as far as some marketing things that we're going to use to try to get to our people on a much, much bigger scale, on a much bigger scale than we're doing. And it doesn't matter about numbers because the Almighty actually liked to use smaller numbers to accomplish great things, as he did in the past, as he did when our people fought the war. He said, look, you have too many people. To get rid of a whole lot of them people, I only want this much, because then the Almighty will get the glory. Then the Almighty will get the honor, and that's what we're looking to do. Because Israel now, we have a quality people from here, you know, all the way down to Texas, people that really love the Most High and want to serve the Most High and do what's right. And that's all we need, is to come together in this structured order and to go out and seek those who are lost, and to go out and seek those who actually desire to know the truth about the Most High Yah. So definitely this is always keep that in mind. This is always a major, major issue when you're dealing with it. But once you find that person that's willing to, you know, submit to these commands that the Almighty commanded, willing to keep the Sabbath day and things like that, and then you just build from there, and you build from there. You know, that's one of the major things that we have to get over, that first hurdle first. And that's where, like, most of the new people coming in. Because there's been a lot of people where we'll see and teach over the years, and they'll be like, man, I like all of this, but I've never seen them on the Saturday, like, literally never, you know. And they'll still reach out time, and the talk is like, okay, well, I really believe this, I'm really walking in this, but I've literally never seen Saturday. So that's what I mean about that. It's a definite divide. But we have about a minute left in the show. And so I just want to say shalom, shalom, until next week, next Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Just join us again, the same number. Shalom, shalom.